Good morning to each one. There are some times when I ask the song leader to lead specific songs, and this morning was not one of them. And yet I enjoy watching the Spirit move, and I really think Shane was led there to lead these two songs, because I want to talk about rising blood pressure and a possible antidote to that. So last week, one evening, I flopped down on one of the multiple couches in our home and glanced over at the end table, and I saw a pattern there for a leather project that I had sketched out. I had the measurements for. I had started it 3 weeks earlier. But had I actually touched the project since I started it? No. A project for school, an ongoing car repair, and a mired garage cleanup had distracted me from working on this here hobby project. What I found fascinating in personal introspection is when I saw that, and when I was reminded of an incomplete project, I felt an immediate spike in blood pressure. I did feel like kind of this, oh man, I gotta get this done. And I also gotta get these other bigger projects done, like me not driving my car is really costing us in gas money. So there's stuff that needs to be done. And I don't know if you can identify with that. This idea that there's projects we need to do, or whatever work, whatever task has been on your mind, what do you do with that? Do those incomplete tasks continue to drive you? Do you kind of, you know, quote unquote, go batty because you're not getting them done? Do you identify with, or do you allow that hurried, that pressure to get things done to be an identity for you? So this morning I want to talk about a possible antidote to this. And it's what immediately followed that initial thought I had of, oh, I gotta get this done. In that moment after I thought that, I felt the Father just speaking to me. And he said, abide in me. I invite you to turn to John 15, or if you like, you can also follow up here on the screen as well. The first three verses, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. I want to look at a couple of truths that we find here. First is Jesus' reiteration of how he connects us to the Father. Other imagery we have in Scripture is that of he being our high priest, we find that in Hebrews 7:17, and as a sacrificial lamb in Isaiah 53, verse 7. In that imagery, he is seen as our connection to God. But here in John 15, this imagery takes an agrarian twist. He is the vine, connecting our expected fruit to the one who is looking for it. Another truth that it behooves us to remind ourselves is the Father's active role of vine dressing. Now, inwardly, we may wince when we think about that, because we have probably had a prior experience of the Father vine dressing our lives. And if we're honest, we found it severely lacking in personal pleasure. What does it reveal about the Father heart that he is both active and vine dresses our lives? I think his being active shows us his involvement in human affairs. He's not just this remote God somewhere out there, but he is actively involved. Not just in human and world affairs, but more specifically, he's involved in my life. 2 Chronicles 16:9 speaks to this. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. And this is the prophet Hanani's words to King Asa. In a similar fashion, the vine dressing that John speaks of mirrors the words of Hebrews 12:9 regarding earthly fathers and their discipline of our lives. For fathers, the end goal of discipline is a particular behavior or character. This too mirrors the vine dresser who wants to see abundant fruit. The last truth, and one that I struggled with understanding a little bit, is in verse 3. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Implied in this verse, I find, at least kind of from a position or positional perspective, if there's a branch in the true vine, how is that branch or person clean through the words of Jesus? As branches, we have a position in Christ to the Father. And we get to that position through faith in believing who Jesus says he is about himself. And in this way, souls are cleansed and the branches are presented as clean. Verses 4 and 5, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. In these two verses, abiding is referenced 7 times. And it's clear that fruit bearing is not our own doing. Rather, abiding and connectedness to Jesus is life. Talk a little bit about that here in a minute, but I want to sing this song next, and I guess I'm asking if that's clear in the back. I was hoping I could get this all on one screen. No? How about now? We'll give it a try. I am the vine, and ye are the branches.
I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Bear precious fruit for Jesus today. Branches in him.
The vine and branch analogy emphasizes a complete dependence and the need for constant connection. If I'm interpreting these verses correctly, there's a distinction that needs to be made clear. Fruit bearing is the work of the Father. The work of abiding is on us. James Montgomery Boyce says this, when our Lord says, abide in me, he is talking about the will. He's talking about the choices, the decisions we make. We must decide to do things which expose ourselves to him and keep ourselves in contact with him. This is what is meant, to abide in him. Boyce's phrase, he is talking about the will, I think opens and clarifies the heart of this teaching. And Jesus himself was to model this in the coming hours. Today in our Sunday school lesson, we are looking at the scene in Gethsemane, or that's at least part of the passage that we're considering. Is it a stretch to say without Jesus remaining or abiding in his relationship with the Father, he's incapable of going through the work of the cross? Something to consider. Yet he surrendered his will to the Father's design. He chose to remain in the garden where he knew Judas could bring the mob. In future lessons, we will continue to see his surrender to the Father's will, of his continuing to abide in the relationship he has with his Father. Turn to song number 560. Shane, I want you to lead this from the bench, but I want us to sing this song, for those of you who don't have a book, it's Thou True Vine Who Heals the Branches. I want us to sing this as a prayer, which is to say, softly, reflectively, as if we were speaking these words to the Father in private prayer.
Thou true vine that yields salvation.